This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Today is the last day for voters to request a ballot and get it by mail. And according to the Colorado Secretary of State, it's also the last day to return a ballot by the U.S. Postal Service. After today, voters are encouraged to return ballots at a drop box or a polling center. Coloradans can also vote in person and find out how at the state's website, govotecolorado.gov. Many local ballots this fall include questions about improving internet infrastructure in several Colorado cities. Local governments can publicly invest in broadband infrastructure if voters allow them to. Kevin Bomber is director of the Colorado Municipal League. He says the ballot questions are a referendum on whether people think they have sufficient broadband access.
It doesn't put any fiber in the ground. No one's going to automatically have high-speed service, but it allows a conversation to start.
More than 100 municipalities in Colorado have already chosen to explore public broadband expansion. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett on Sunday criticized Republicans for, as he said, cramming a nominee onto the Supreme Court during the fleeting days of a failing, unpopular administration. He also expressed concerns about some of Amy Coney Barrett's past decisions, noting that she sided with corporations in 85% of her business-related cases.
The pattern is clear. When consumers and workers sought the protection of the law or the government, she stood in the way.
Republicans have praised her qualifications and judicial judgment. Colorado Republican Senator Cory Gardner has indicated he will support Barrett's confirmation. There's more snow and cold temperatures today. This is CPR News.